Giants and the Dodgers meeting for the first time in 2017. Christian Arroyo making his big league debut for San Francisco. Let's pick it up, bottom one. Yasiel Puig is about to show off.
That's a base hit to right field. Puig's got a great arm. They're going to test him. Delt heading home to throw, and he is out.
There may not be a better arm in the league than that of Yasiel Puig.
This is hit up the middle off of Kane. Arroyo's going to barehand it and throw, and they got him. And let's hope Kane is okay, as the Rook picks up the vet.
There's a highlight for your first big league game.
That's awesome.
The 0-2. Pence hits a ground ball toward the middle and through into center field. Here comes Panic around third. Hernandez up with the ball. His throw is too late. Panic slides in and scores. And the Giants have added on to their lead. It's 2-0.
Nine runners at second in Justin Turner. Posey to Crawford. And that's your ball game. You see that all the time, don't you?
Oh, we saw that one coming.
I mean, they worked that in spring training.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And well, he thought for sure that Gonzalez was going to hit that ball, and he kept on going.
Well, that's you're right. That's what you do as a base runner. You see a ball right down the middle of the plate, you think he's going to hit it. And he did not. And the save is going to go half to Melanson and the other half to Buster Posey.
The Giants edge the Dodgers 2-1 as Matt Cain snaps a six-start winless skid against the Dodgers dating back to 2013. In his big league debut for the Giants, a quiet performance for Christian Arroyo. He goes 0-for-4 with the strikeout. Bruce Bochy saw his starter Matt Cain turn in six very solid innings of scoreless ball, giving up just two hits. And the Giants scraped together just enough offense to prevail over the Dodgers on Monday night by a 2-1 final. Here is the San Francisco skipper on the victory over LA.
Bruce, what happened with Matt there in the seventh inning?
His right hamstring tightened up on him. We'll check him out tomorrow. He'll get evaluated when he comes in. We did x-ray his foot where he got hit. It was negative, so he's good there, but he felt it, trying to warm up there, so no point taking any chances. He's throwing the ball so well, too, and so great job on his part. And, hopefully, this thing clears up and he makes his next start.
Can you talk about a little bit about the way your bullpen kind of finished up what Matt started?
They really worked well all night, I thought. Oker came in, got a couple of big outs, and George. The eighth inning, we did get in a little trouble, but Lowell regrouped and made some great pitches when he had to. And you look at two plays in that game. Buster throwing a guy out in the eighth. That's huge. That's a tying run. And, of course, the pickoff there in the ninth. So, those things win ball games for your defense. And his two throws certainly helped us tonight.
Beyond those two, the plays Christian made and then also Belt and Crawford, was this kind of more of what you expected from this team?
Yeah, that's who we are. We're a team that when we're at our best, the pitching's there and the defense is there. We play a lot of close games like tonight. And, that's our strength. It's gotten away from us. You can look at the numbers with the starting pitching and see that. But and the defense goes hand in hand with good pitching. With all that said, we'd like to get these bats going and just be a bit more consistent, put some runs on the board. But because of Maddie's job, Kane's job tonight, we scored enough. But, good things happen. Christian moved a guy over. Panic got him in. That's a big run in a game like that. And, of course, adding that run was huge.
Bruce, what did you think of Arroyo's debut? It seems like he looked very comfortable at third for a guy who played just three games there this season, even though I know he played several last year.
Yeah, I agree with you. He did look comfortable. Nice plays at third base. One's a hard smash there, and we almost got the double play. But I really just known him from the last couple of years, having him in spring training. I really thought he would be comfortable up here, and he'll get settled in at the plate and what they're trying to do. But he's got a good balance up there. He's got a quick bat, and just a matter of getting a few at bats up here. But normally a young guy on defense, he might feel it a little bit. But I agree with you. I thought he looked comfortable from the first pitch.
I know Madison was checked out. Do you know anything more tonight?
I don't have anything new on him. I am going to get with Docs and our training staff once I'm done here, just see if they've heard anything new. But at this point, no. And so it's going to be a while. Yeah.
Do you remember the last time you saw a game end on a pickoff by the catcher at second base?
You put my brain to work right now, and I can't recall. But it's happened before. You're on second base with two outs. You're trying to get a good jump and to score. And Adrian Gonzalez is a good contact guy. The ball was in the zone. Once he saw the swing, he was going to try to get a good jump. So it's happened before, trust me.
Hey, Bruce, just talk about Hunter Pence giving you the game-winning hit in the hitting it, up the middle, and guys having to be patient, guys that are expected to put up big numbers and extra base numbers, having to be patient at this point against, pitchers that aren't going to give them much pace.
Yeah. Again, big run. Having a two-run cushion late in the ball game—that's a huge difference. We walked a leadoff hitter there in the eighth inning. So, now at that point, you're really glad you have a two-run lead going into that. Now, with Hunter, good at bat. With him, he's going to be aggressive up there. But, and he's a guy that. Sometimes he will expand, but he's a guy that can hit a pitch out of the zone. But when he's going well, he keeps it within the zone. He's a patient hitter. Now we put him in a leadoff spot today, just to shake things up a little bit. See if we can get something going with this offense. And when Span comes back, he'll assume that leadoff role. But I like Hunter's energy up there, and the fact like tonight he comes up. With runners in scoring position, you get a nice hitter up there.
Just generally, what do you think this victory will do for the mood of the club? I mean, it's a long season, a lot of games, but how important was this victory, and just in terms for the morale? And
well, I think any time you come off a horrible series that we had up there in Colorado, and they're playing great ball, and the first game we had a three-run lead, couldn't hold on that, and next two were not pretty games. You get home, you're glad to be home, now you're in front of your fans, so you certainly want to play well and find a way to get a win. So I think it does a lot for the club. I don't care how good you are or how good you think you are, when you go through a stretch, you lose some confidence. So this should do a lot for their sense of confidence, winning the game like this. And we got our hands full tomorrow, we know it. But I thought tonight was just is a huge game for us, just kind of stop things and help guys settle down and stop pressing a little bit.
Bruce, you had a chance to talk with Sergio Romo before the game and talk a little bit about your emotions when he came in there to face you guys.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate all that Serge did here. Now, this is part of baseball, and we had a few minutes there talking about things. Serge is—he's one of those guys you have a lot of fun talking to. He's got a great personality, and. He did a lot of great things here. First time you see him in that color, it's strange. I'm not going to lie. And then to see him on the mound. And, second inning, we acknowledge Sergio and what he's done here. And once he gets on the mound, he's your opponent. So you're doing all you can to score off him. But it was a little different. But, and once that first time's over, it's, now you're done with it. So, it's over now.
Giants edge the Dodgers 2-1. Matt Cain snaps a six-start winless skid against the Dodgers dating back to 2013 with six scoreless innings and just two hits allowed. Ty Block squares off with Clayton Kershaw coming up on Tuesday.